This is from John chapter 8. At dawn, he appeared again in the temple courts, where all the people gathered around him, and he sat down to teach them. The teachers of the law and the Pharisees brought in a woman caught in adultery. They made her stand before the group and said to Jesus, "Teacher, this woman was caught in the very act of adultery. In the law of Moses, it commands us to stone such a woman. So what do you say?" They were using this question as a trap in order to have a basis for accusing him. But Jesus bent down and started to write on the ground with his finger. When they kept on questioning him, he straightened up and said to them, "Let any one of you who is without sin be the first to throw a stone at her." Again, he stooped down and wrote on the ground. At this, those who heard began to go away one at a time, the older ones first, until only Jesus was left, with the woman still standing there. Jesus straightened up and asked her, "Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?" "No one, sir," she said. "Then neither do I condemn you. Go now and leave your life of sin." You may be seated. So, what we have in this text is, hold on, I need some water real quick, sorry. So what we have in this text is, Jesus is sitting around teaching some people. And the Pharisees and the teachers of the law were the experts in the Mosaic law. They come with Jesus with this grand scheme of how to finally get him, right? So they bring this woman caught in adultery and throw her down at his feet. And she's a teacher. Of course, they flatter him a little bit, calling him rabbi. Rabbi, it says in the law of Moses that a woman caught in adultery should be stoned. And of course, the man wasn't brought there, was he? And it takes two to tango. And they were likely trying to purposely shame this woman. We don't know who the man was. He may have been someone who they were trying to cover for or whatever. But they were trying to shame this woman and bring her to Jesus. Now, the way they were trying to trap Jesus is this. In Roman law, the Jews could not execute capital punishment on their own. They couldn't just decide to stone somebody. So they are tricking Jesus. So what do you think we should do? If he says stone her, you can read what the law of Moses says, then he is guilty of breaking Roman law. If he says, don't stone her, then they can say, oh, I thought you were a rabbi. You're not supporting the Jewish law. And so Jesus is in this, like, catch 180, you know, like, oh, gosh, whichever way I go, I'm wrong. That's what they thought, right? So we have this woman on the ground, full of shame, fearing for her life. Probably just scared to death. And that's the situation we find. Thank you so much. Oh, thank you. Now, this story is really important story to me. And the reason being is I was previously married. And the marriage was, she was admittedly very demeaning person, but that doesn't excuse. So I sought solace in the arms of another woman. I was an adulterer. So this story has always been something that's been important to me. And you see, I, in my natural state, am dirty and grimy. I'm selfish, self-seeking. My soul, I'm a tarnished, selfish human being. And the thing is all of us are. You heard the passage they read. There is none who are righteous. No, not one. There's none who seek after God. Paul said, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. None of us have attained it, what we need to attain. Let me make this perfectly clear for you. You can do nothing to earn your way to heaven. You can't do enough good deeds. You can't go to church enough times. And you may say, I haven't done something as bad as you did, Steve. But the problem is Jesus said if you feel anger, unrighteous anger, you're guilty of murder. If you look at a woman with lust, you're guilty of adultery. If you call someone raca, which means empty-headed, or you fool, then you're guilty of hellfire, Jesus said. And so that's where I want to get back to my sin. I can still remember the shame I was feeling. It was just like overwhelming. I can still remember this day of sitting in my 2010 Honda Fit and sitting there bawling, crying, couldn't believe I did what I did, and just like feeling like worthless. And I still remember that I was like crying out to God to forgive me. I was repentant. And I was crying out to him, and he brought the words to a song to my mind. Amazing Love, How Can It Be? And so I went on YouTube, found the video, and right when I clicked on that video, the video to that song is the story of this woman caught in adultery. And in the video, this lady is, the men, people drop the stones, and this lady is on the ground, slowly reaching to Jesus' feet, like scared to touch him. And Jesus grabs her arm, lifts her up, and says, "Woman, where are your accusers? They have all gone, teacher." "Well, then neither do I accuse you. Go and sin no more." And here's the words to that song. Because I was bawling, crying out, singing this song in tears, watching this video. "I'm forgiven because you were forsaken. I'm accepted, you were condemned. I'm alive and well, your spirit lives within me because you died and rose again. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you in all I do. Let me honor you." And then right at that moment, the Bible verse came to my mind. "But you were washed. You were sanctified. You were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And by the Spirit of God, thanks be to God who delivers me through Jesus Christ our Lord." I was delivered through Jesus Christ our Lord by his sacrifice on the cross. "Though your sins be as scarlet, they will be made white as snow." I'd like to ask you guys to close your eyes right now. And I'm going to, I'm just going to say something. I want you to like really picture this. Listen to the words carefully and apply it to you. And be prayerful and meditative as Matt plays this music. Before time began, and outside of time, God came to creating you and your place in history. It says in Scripture that he knew your inmost being. He knit you together in your mother's womb. It goes on to say that God saw your unformed body in love and ordained your days. God held you. He formed you with intentionality and love. You see, when God created man, he knew that he would fail. He knew Adam's sin before it occurred, and he knows your sin. He saw your dirt, your helpless state, and his love burned for you, but his justice had to be satisfied. The price had to be paid. Only the perfect could make satisfaction for the sinful. Only the blood of the last and perfect sacrifice could atone for the sins of the dead. For God so loved the world that he gave his Son. It says in the Bible that while you were still a sinner, Christ died for you. Hanging on that Christ, he thought of you. Do you understand? He thought of you. He hung there suffering, having the wrath of God poured out on him, yelling, "Eloi, Eloi, lema sabachthani? My God, why have you forsaken me?" God turned his back on Jesus because Jesus was paying for your sins and the sins of the world. And the wrath of God was being poured out on him. Jesus endured thinking of you, burning with love for you, crying in agony. Thinking of you, Jesus, weak and barely able to breathe, said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they are doing." And then it is finished. At that moment, the justice of God was satisfied by the sacrifice of God in the flesh. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? You see, my friends, there is a way out, a way to live, not just in this life, but for eternity. You cannot save yourself. You cannot do enough good deeds to merit a minute in heaven. But God so loved you that he created a way and tells us clearly how to attain it. It is a gift you must receive, not on your terms, but on his. The Bible says that there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we may be saved. And Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." The blood of Christ saves, and it is applied in one way, and Jesus tells us how. "The time has come," Jesus said. "The kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe the good news." Repent means to turn from sin and turn to God's lordship. You cannot willfully go on sinning and also be under the blood of Christ, because as Jesus said, you cannot serve two masters. The good news is that he did it all. You did nothing. All you need to do is repent and accept the free gift. You are loved by the creator of the universe, who said, "I have come not to save the righteous, but sinners. Your sins are forgiven. Go and leave your life of sin." You can open your eyes. So some of you here, that's the first time you've ever heard the gospel presented in a clear way, the Bible says. And others of you, you're enslaved by a sin in your life. You're in bondage. And that's something you could bring to the cross as well. That's what Jesus died for. And the rest of us, it's to rededicate your passion, your life to Christ. I do that regularly because my attentions get off. I get focused on other things that become idols. So I like to really encourage you during this next song, if any of those are true for you, that you, if you want to accept Christ the first time, hand over a sin to Christ and his death on the cross, or you want to rededicate your life to him in a new passionate way, that you come forward and just touch the cross and give that to him prayerfully. And no one has to do this, but there's something really powerful about making a concrete, literal step. There's something life-changing about it, so I really encourage you to do it. So as this last song is playing, I really encourage you to come up and just touch this cross, and you can go back to your seats.
Clouds, winds, kingdom, we bow down. stop, Lord Almighty. Our God is the Lion, the Lion of Judah. He's roaring with power and fighting our battles, and every knee will bow before Him. Our God is the Lamb that was slain for the sin of the world. His blood breaks the chains, and every knee will bow before the Lion and the Lamb. Oh, every knee will bow before the Lion and the Lamb. Oh, 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 oh. Who can stop the Lord Almighty? Who can stop the Lord? Like God.